we started slow. They, you know, I think they scored off the first shift there, and that's not how we like to start games in our building. But the boys battled back, and I thought possession-wise, I thought we kept the puck the whole night. We ended up taking our chances. We play well, and we got the job done. Obviously, we're still building.
Much better second period, though. Obviously, a 3-1 period for the Steelers, and a big penalty kill as well. That 5-on-3.
Yeah, it was. I think that kind of that changed the game for us a bit. I think it settled us down a bit, and I think we really got going from there. As I said before, you know, we had possession, but I think after that 5-on-3, I think we looked a little more deadly in front of the goal, and you know, I think we kind of realised, okay, now is the time to kind of turn it up and really take over this game. So Frank again was outstanding, so he saved us a lot this year.
How good has he been at this early part of the season? We're only 11 games in, but going around the dressing room, everyone's talking about the performances of Frank Doyle.
He's been unreal every single night. He's been our best player, and there's been games where he's single-handedly won us games. And I think when you've got that kind of confidence in your goalie, it just spreads throughout the team, which is great. That's what you need, and you know, I think we're very lucky to have Frank Doyle.
Talk me through your own game tonight. 1 goal, 3 assists. Talk me through your night.
Yeah, our line has been playing quite well recently, and you know, we've been getting chances, but the bounces just haven't, that final bounce hasn't gone our way, and you know, tonight it did. You know, I think we support each other well, and I think we're a hard working line. Obviously, Mosienka and Jay are kind of the creative guys, and I like to just try and make a bit of room for them, and just by working hard and skating, and you know, it just kind of clicked again tonight, which was great. And we need that. We need every line going, which you know, the last few games we've wanted to contribute more, and it hasn't gone our way. But you know, tonight we got a few, which was great.
That line's beginning to settle. You know, you've been together a while now, and obviously you've moved up to playing on the second line. How are you finding it, not playing with kind of Huey and Hilly?
Yeah, I mean, you play whatever the coach asks you to play, and either way, I'm fine. Obviously, it's a different role. You're expected to get a few more points, but you don't really look at it like that. As long as you keep working hard, you know, you're there for a reason. You just work hard, and it kind of balances out the lines a bit. And you know, you just let people go to work and do their own thing, and good things happen.
Big milestone for you today, 400 Elite League points. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's you know, obviously a big honour to have, and I think I've been around long enough. It's nice. It is, you know, very proud of that, and you know, it's something I'll remember forever, I guess.
And it's one of those things where I guess for a long while there's been this milestone. All of a sudden, you kind of get to it in one night. Sometimes it takes a bit of time to surpass a milestone like that.
Yeah, I didn't know until a couple of weeks ago actually, and I think Simsy texted me, so obviously didn't think it'd all happen in one night. I thought it'd take some time, but again, I'm not someone who is point oriented. Just if it happens, great. If not, oh well. But tonight it went my way, so yeah, very pleased.
I wanted to ask you a bit about Jay Latula and his empty netter tonight. How pleased are you for him to get another one on the score sheet, because he has been struggling a bit for goals?
Yeah, I mean, if it gives Jay that bit more confidence, and you know, that's great. But I think Jay's been playing great. You know, some of the plays he makes, he's very smart with the puck, and some of the plays he makes, he kind of leads you into positions the same as Mosienko does. It's only a matter of time with players like Jay before they really get going. But I think he's been great all year for us. He's just, you know, he's had to wait for things to go, and hopefully now is there.
Cardiff at the weekend, a doubleheader. Talk me through your thoughts ahead of that one.
Obviously, you know, a big, tough, physical team. We're looking forward to that. They beat us here last time, so you know, we kind of we owe it to ourselves for a big performance and for 2 points. And these are league points now, so we haven't played. I think we've only played 4, including tonight, in the league. So we're we're looking to start climbing the ladder there and keep this little run going.
You're off to a good start in the league, though. Currently unbeaten.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice, and it gives you that early confidence. But again, we've just got to take it one game at a time and play with confidence and not think too far ahead, really.